pretty healthy.
Yeah, there's some of it that farmers couldn't do too much with because it's just too compact and hard to handle with the team farming as we used to be. But when tractors and stuff came in and they learned to know more about it and use these subsoilers, you know, and open it up and all this and that, why, they did all right.
What's the, is Hondo an agricultural community, or what do most people do for a living?
Mostly agricultural. Of course, we, during World War II, we had the air base here, you know, and all that, but that's all out of existence now. A strictly agricultural area. Farming, ranching. I saw a pretty good write-up in the Honda paper about that this week, about the corn and the milo. The amount of money, revenue, that it brought in last year and that it should have brought in this year, but our crops were a little bit short. And, of course, the price is way down. Producers are kind of suffering right now. Of course, that's normal, you know. The producer's always at the tail end. First one to feel the squeeze of it going down and the squeeze of everything else going up.
One thing that was a little bit new to me when I got out in Texas, this maize that you grow out here. Now, how similar to that is corn? How similar to corn is maize?
Well, actually, corn is also maize, I think, generally classified. I believe that they both come under the heading of maize. But corn was actually the New World product, you know. The Indians had it. And I guess you've seen the Indian corn, little old heads, you know, of all descriptions. Well, the white man improved it. And I don't know why we call it maize and corn, or milo, really. Around here we call it milo. Milo corn, I guess, and then the Indian corn.
Is that maize mostly used for
feed, animal feed, and brewing? These brewers buy a lot of it.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, a lot of your beer is made out of maize. You don't eat maize, you drink it.
Well, I didn't realize that. Yeah, when I first saw a field of that stuff, I really didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Well, there's been a lot of advances made in the milo fields. Originally, it wasn't the way it is now. It was tall stuff. You see it now like this, especially bred down to for combining, you know. Originally, it was tall. It get man tall. And it was what we call the gooseneck. The head bent down like a shepherd's hook, you know. Gooseneck, it had a head, heavy head hanging on it. The stalks got it real heavy. And, of course, those were the days when you gathered it by hand, knife, and cut it and threw it on piles and let it dry, and then load it on a wagon, haul it in. And then or a lot of people did their own hand-by-hand threshing, frail, I believe they called it. Then later on came in the threshing machine, which was mule-driven. And then finally the steam motor came in.